This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report on Arkansas Healthcare Battleground, focusing on stopping enrollment. The so-called unique private option in Arkansas, where a federal Affordable Care Act waiver allows federal money to purchase insurance from private companies for low-income families, continues to be a year-by-year battleground. Importantly, this program, along with Medicaid expansion, both navigated by Democratic Governor Mike Beebe through a Republican legislature, has already allowed 100,000 people in the state to gain insurance. Earlier this week, on a fifth vote by the Arkansas House, another year's extension was approved by a supermajority vote of 76-24, finally fulfilling a commitment from the Republican Speaker that they would keep voting until the measure passed, since not doing so would open up a $90 million budget hole. There were prices paid for the extra votes, and most of them were blatant agreements to discourage any effort by the state and its insurance commission in increasing enrollment in the program, joining Texas and other states in aggressive attacks against navigators and other assisters. An amendment to the bill enabling its final passage expressly forbade any further expenditures by the insurance commission through advertising or outreach to increase participation in Obamacare. This is not conjecture. Here is a description from the conservative National Journal. One of the main amendments, written by Republican State Representative Nate Bell, prohibits any state funds from going toward promotion or outreach of the ACA in the state. This includes enrollment in the private option as well as the overall exchange. Bell, an unabashed critic of the private option and the health care law, has said he ultimately wants the program to fail and that this amendment is intended to stymie enrollment. "I believe it's important as a conservative that we recognize the situation we're in," he said on the House floor during an earlier vote last month. "When we can defeat bad policy, we should do so. When we can't defeat bad policy, it's our responsibility to do everything we can to influence it and make it as closely aligned with our philosophy and policy as we can." By July 1st, 600 consumer assisters around the state of Arkansas will be laid off due to the amendment. Calls from the insurance commission staff to navigators working with Local 100 have already begun, begging for help, but Congress is initially funding the HHS Navigator Program only for 1 year, ending August 15th. So the notion that 6 to 10 healthcare organizers can pick up the slack for 600 is absurd, not even considering the fact that navigators obviously work under the direction of the Center for Medical Services of HHS and not a state agency. What a mess. And worse, similar to every other state, huge numbers remain to be enrolled. And no matter the Obamacare hate, it's the number of new healthcare participants who are in fact saving the program. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette caught this clearly in interviews with some of the vote switchers who saved the bill. Representative Kim Hammer, a Republican from Benton, announced he would vote for the bill after previously opposing it. "There are people who will be hurt if I don't vote for this," Hammer said, "and I don't want to see those innocent people hurt because of that." Hammer, who joined Representatives Les Skip Carnine and Mary Lou Sklinkard in switching to yes votes, said he had not betrayed his opponents of the bill and would not shy from voting against it next year if the program is not successful. "I haven't stepped away from it," he said. "I plan on coming back in January, and it better be successful. Otherwise, it will be voted down." This is a battleground where we can't win unless we're on the field, but both the stakes and the measures of victory are crystal clear. We don't win and keep affordable health care and coverage for hundreds of thousands of lower-income families in Arkansas unless there is a robust and aggressive enrollment program, beating the bushes and bringing people under coverage. The opposition understands this, but the days are now being numbered on how long navigators and others can keep on the streets. Talk about being asked to fight with our hands tied behind our backs. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.